Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you're a regular listener to this programme, you will know that endometriosis is something we've talked about many, many times here on the show over the past number of years, hearing women's accounts, their stories, detailing their experiences of the Irish health system and trying to get support services and some kind of even diagnostic supports as well. But Sinn Féin is today calling for a dedicated treatment centre. Their Senator Maria McCormack is with us on the line today. Maria, what is it that you're looking for?
Well, if, as you've said there, endometriosis is a disease that it's actually affecting 1 in 10 women in Ireland, and it's taken an average of 9 years for women to get a diagnosis here. So we are calling for a specialist centre here. So there is a new framework and new hubs that have opened up, but these are not centres of excellence. These cannot give the women the treatment that they need. So as we speak, there's still women leaving the country so they can get the proper excision surgery. You know, from loss of their vital organs, it's not just a gynecological condition. These women have it growing in their bladder, bowels, kidneys, lungs, and I even have cases of women with it in their brain. So as you can understand, we need a proper centre that has multidisciplinary specialists that can specialise in all this area and remove this disease from the women to stop it growing. There is no cure, but if we can, you know, remove it early on, we can stop the spread and, you know, kind of cast the disease in its tracks.
How will this differ from the two regional centres based in Cork and Tallaght?
So the two regional hubs that are there, so they're being GP-led, and which we know GPs are, you know, to the pin of their collar with their workload at the moment, and they're not specialists in endometriosis. So at the moment, any women that are attending these hubs are not able to get excision surgery. So they're being offered, you know, unnecessary hysterectomies. They're being sent away. It can take, you know, 6 months to even get into one, but they're being sent away. I've been told people are sent away with a hot water bottle and paracetamol, and then they will go to Romania and find out actually it is endometriosis, and it's in their bladder and bowels, and they'll have parts of these organs removed. So there's something not working right in these centres.
The Tallaght clinic is operated by Dr. Aoife O'Neill, who's a gynaecologist consultant. She's been with me here on the show at least twice, if not three times.
Yeah, gynecologist consultants are absolutely fantastic, but we need a multidisciplinary approach. So in the centres of excellence that they would have in Romania, for example, they have, you know, it's not just a gynecological condition. So yes, the doctor is doing fantastic work, but it's not dealing with the other areas that need excision surgery. So we need surgeons there that are able to go in and operate in the bowel, the bladder, the kidneys and the lungs. So this is where the problem is. We have to look at the other organs that are being affected. So it's more than gynecologists that are needed in these centres.
So are you effectively looking for a children's hospital?
Well, this isn't for children. This is for women.
No, I know. But when you talk about it, as opposed to opening more hub or regional centres, like we already have two based out of Tallaght, and I think Cork's the second one. Is it more hubs you're looking for, or something entirely different?
So in these hubs, there has been so much money put into these hubs. If they could be staffed properly, so if the doctors that we have here and the consultants could get training in all the areas of endometriosis and all the areas that it'll spread to, and if we could have proper excision surgeries, we have the facilities. We don't need any new buildings. We just need these hubs to be properly staffed. So it's getting away from the mindset that we're leaving women 9 years before they can get a diagnosis. If these hubs were working, it wouldn't be taking 9 years. And we wouldn't be having 18-year-old Nikita having to go to Romania, who's now in a wheelchair from endometriosis, because she can't get the treatment that she needs here. These hubs aren't doing anything for her. The same as two women that I had with me at the event last night. They were on a primetime investigation 2 years ago about the lack of care. These hubs are there. These women are still going abroad for treatment. So the hubs that are here need to be properly staffed with experts that actually understand the disease.
There's no question about it, Maria. This is, I think it's fair to say, it is a crisis in women's health.
Yes, 100%. And it's just, I feel, have we not had enough women's health scandals? Like, it was absolutely heartbreaking in the room last night. Like, every event I do, since I first spoke about this on the 5th of March in the Shannon, I literally have thousands of women reaching out to me from all over Ireland. Like, you know, even a small event in Portlaoise last night, you know, Laois is a small county. We had to go for chairs three different times. The women were queuing to get into the room. And so many of the women in the room have all had to leave to go abroad. And this is the women that can afford to leave and go abroad. There is many that are left here. You know, I have an experience, a personal experience with my own sister. I've watched go through this. She was one of the one in 10. She had, you know, she was failed by our health system. She had parts of her bladder, parts of her bowel, all removed, and went through a horrible fertility journey for 10 years. So I really understand the impact that this has on families and on women and their mental health. And it's really harrowing to hear in 2025 when, yes, we have these endometriosis hubs or centres of excellence, but they're not.
So it's greater staffing, I suppose, that's required for them.
100%. And it's really important. Like, I suppose I'm working with some fantastic people in this campaign. Kathleen King, a medical scientist who has been advocating for better care in endometriosis for 28 years. But these women are all crying out to be involved in this framework. The framework that was created for these endometriosis hubs didn't have the involvement of the patients with endometriosis. And how can we do that? Like, we have to get the involvement of the women that are going through this disease and have experience with this disease, and we have to take outside help. Like, if they can do it, I have had a consultant in London reach out to me and tell me he's seeing more patients in Ireland than from anywhere else, because Ireland are so behind with leaving women so long to get diagnosed.
I actually was at the endometriosis conference there just three or four weeks ago in Dublin, and hosting a panel at it, and actually one of the members on the panel was a gynecologist consultant who travelled over from Athens in Greece and had and was there actually, and, you know, had reconnected with many Irish patients that had been over and travelled over for treatment. Where does this call go as of today, Maria?
So, as of today, right now, we're taking stock with everything from the event last night, and it's staying going. So this is only the beginning of the campaign, and it's not just, you know, my campaign or Sinn Féin campaign. This is the campaign right in the heart of the endometriosis group in Ireland. We will continue with these events. I have people from every part of Ireland wanting me to go there to do an event so these women can have a voice. And we will stay going the whole way. I'm going to keep fighting until we can get these women the care that they deserve in Ireland.
But it's not that you're looking for one of these in every county. I presume it's a sort of a nationalised centre you're looking for.
100%. If we could even have one centre of excellence in Ireland, that is the beginning. Of course, I do think when there's proper research put into this, like, we do know there is more research in men's baldness than there is in endometriosis. And endometriosis, you know, can actually kill women if it's left to spread. So more research. So it tells you if it was a man's condition, something would be done. The first thing we need is at least one centre of excellence. So I wouldn't be trying to send 18-year-old Nikita over to Romania so she can get a surgery, which she should be able to get here in her own country. And I shouldn't have to have that girl come to meet me in Leinster House in a wheelchair, helped by her mother and her grandfather. Like, this can't happen in this day and age. I know, you know, personally, a girl that's going to get her kidneys removed soon from endometriosis. So if we had one centre here in Ireland that could provide early diagnostics and could do the proper surgery, then we're on the road to a better healthcare system for women.
Sinn Féin Senator Maria McCormack. Maria, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Look, as I said at the outset, it's something we've talked about many, many times on this programme. But if you do want to get in touch or share your own thoughts with us, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
On News Talk.